Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one and all, to a brand new edition of The Quinn Spin. I'm your host, Quinn, at least that's how I'm known here on the program. And I'm back here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more for another rousing and riveting installment of the official podcast of Underground Music Collective. And you just heard Revel 9's All I've Become at the top of the show. That has been our opening theme song here at The Quinn Spin since the great year of 2014, and it will be until the very end of days. And you'll notice I'm back here at Helping Our Music Evolve in the heart of East Nashville, Tennessee, for another Quinn Spin solo mission. Of course, these solo missions highlight the life and times of a creative entrepreneur. Most often that creative entrepreneur is me, but sometimes it'll be somebody else. Depends where the inspiration comes from that particular week. Before we get into today's inspiration, I just want to encourage you to like, share, comment, subscribe, follow, whatever the mechanism is, on your streaming platform of choice. Do the thing, engage with us, help us get this message into more eyes, ears, minds, hearts, wherever messages end up. And full disclosure, you're going to have to excuse me today. I just got back to Nashville. Everything's blooming. I might sound a little congested. I might not remember how to speak because I haven't done this properly in a month. I might have to clear my throat once in a while. So just letting you know that might happen. We keep it real here. I don't fake this. So, you know, giving you some inside baseball. I'm feeling kind of phlegmy today because you needed to know that. Anyway, some ASMR for you with the water sip. I spent the past few weeks in the Northeast, which you may or may not have known. And in general, 2024, while this year has definitely included a lot of very exciting developments, a lot of really cool seeds have been planted and have begun to sprout and grow. It's also served as a reminder, 2024 has, that the time we have is limited, and we never quite know when or where or how it's going to run out. The end of February, I got into a car accident. I was just, you know, coming in the morning, had a big day. I was actually supposed to interview Izzy Rage for that episode we released that day. And my plan for the day got ambushed by a car accident. Another driver was making a turn, didn't see me, collided with me. My car got totaled, right? And it left me dumbfounded that day because I'm like, wow, you know, one minute you have a car, one minute you don't. What else could life do? What else could happen, you know, that could change everything in an instant? And that's the thing. We just never know, you know, just walking down the street, driving down the street, what could happen that could change the course of our history, change the course of our lives forever. So that was step one. Step two, you know, I turned 37 on my birthday, March 10th, and that brought me officially into my late 30s, 3 years from 40. And I don't usually put too much stock into the number. I don't feel 37. I don't feel 3 years from 40. Now, I know my knees, hearing me say that, would like to have a word. But I feel good. I feel healthy, you know, keeping up on the fitness. But as you approach certain milestones in life, you start to assess where you are. And you start to assess, okay, am I where I want to be at this point in my life? Am I headed where I want to go? Who do I want to surround myself with? What kind of things do I want to be doing? How is this picture shaping up? And is it shaping up in a way that I'm happy with? Is it shaping up in a way that's on my purpose? Is it shaping up in a way that feels right, that feels intentional? And I can say, by and large, yes. But I think this milestone, approaching milestone, has made me realize I've got some work to do. And I've got some work to do in other areas of my life and integrating UMC and the Quinn Spin into those areas, right? So that was step two, as far as this realization that time is of the essence. Step three was the past few weeks I spent in the Northeast. With respect to the situation, I don't want to go too much into it, but it was a reminder, based on what was happening around me, that we're mortal. And again, you just never know. Life is a gift. Health is a gift. Every opportunity we have to wake up every day is a gift, is a fresh opportunity, is a fresh start, and is not to be taken for granted. And while I'm up there, realizing and re-realizing this all over again, I also passed 21 years cancer-free on April 15th, which really, on my left hand, or off of my left hand, if you will, serves as a daily reminder of this exact point. So what am I getting at? You know, taking all of these experiences so far here in 2024, you know, we're a little more than quarterway through the year, still a lot left in play, but it's starting to take shape, you know, as far as the story of this year. I've realized, and I want to impart to you, that the time we spend, the time we have, must be spent intentionally, must be used to bring us closer to our ideal vision for our lives, our ideal vision for our relationships, our ideal vision for our business, our ideal vision for our purpose, the impact, the legacy we want to have. Life gets more complicated as we get older a lot of the time. We juggle more responsibilities, more things happen. It's more and more and more important as we age to keep an eye on our health. And anything that runs counter to optimizing, maximizing our time and the quality of that time on this earth is frankly not worth our time. It's odd, you know, approaching that milestone of 40, right? And I still remember 14 vividly. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, and the truth is it was more than 20 years ago. This past weekend, I had a chance to visit some friends in D.C., where I hadn't actually visited since I was 14 years old. A week before 9/11, I had not been to Washington, D.C. since then, other than just driving through on the road to somewhere else. And there's a certain timelessness to seeing those monuments, to seeing those places again, but at the same time, it kind of wakes up to how much time has passed and the difference in life from then to now, all that I've learned, all that I've experienced. And it makes me appreciate the journey so far, and it makes me want to get the most out of it. It makes me want to go back and experience those places again. It makes me want to go experience new places. It makes me want to build and scale this platform, the Quinspin UMC, high as the moon, bring a team in so we can continue to have that impact. And so it allows me, in a personal sense, to show up wherever and whenever I'm needed. And that's been the point for the past few years, but I think it really materialized for me over the past couple of months. Use time wisely. Use it in a way that allows you to be the person you want to be, to show up as the person that you want to show up as. And if the way you're spending your time is not bringing you closer to that person, to that vision, to those relationships, to the business, to the life you want to live, it's time to take a look at that. And it's time to think, what else can I be doing? Should I be doing to bring myself closer to the person I'm meant to be? That's what I want to share here today. Again, thanks for bearing with my allergies and perhaps rustiness. I don't know. We'll see how this came out. But yeah, time is of the essence. And it's important that we get the most out of it. And it's important that you follow the Quinspin on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and more. Of course, if it's YouTube, you're going to subscribe to that Underground Music Collective channel. You can also find the Quinspin on the socials at Quinspin Official on Instagram and Threads, the Quinspin on Facebook and TikTok, as well as Underground Music Collective. UMC Nashville will bring you to most places except Facebook. It's UMC Worldwide because, you know, we had the awkward rebrand last fall, and then I tried getting UMC Nashville back. It was taken. It's also why we're not undergroundmusiccollective.com anymore, because the domain got stolen. So it's UMC Nashville now. UMCNashville.com, of course. That's all I got for you today. Rebel 9's all I've become. I'm going to take us out like it brought us in. Grab some muffins on your way out.